Distinguished Speaker and Congressmen and Women, a dus bawalam cúpla focal ará as gaelin, cé gwil an gaelin a gwine igunde ciri igoni, agus bawalin ar de la la fádrig úsáda buintas. I'm speaking first in Irish or Gaelic, as you would know it, because Madeline and I come from County Kerry, which is one of the few remaining counties in Ireland where the Irish language is spoken fluently by all, and where in some of the more remote areas it's still the first language of choice. And I know that many of you are of Irish descent, and you're as proud as I am that we are trying to hold on and struggling to hold on to our native Irish old traditional language. It's a great honour and privilege for me to address you here today and to be with you in your wonderful state of Iowa, where we've spent a few days already and we absolutely love it. We're farmers ourselves and we love the wide open spaces and the fine good land we see, a lot of it under snow, which we don't appreciate, we don't understand so much, but it obviously doesn't stop you producing some of the best grain in the world. Could I just briefly, Mr. Chairman, say that it's a great honour for me to be with fellow politicians. I know we all have to work a lot. We work a lot harder than people realise. We don't always get the greatest of press reportage, and it's the same in America as it is in Ireland, but I know exactly from my own experience how much work you are all doing here, and I thank you for it. And I want to thank you as American politicians for the tremendous support that we in Ireland have received, particularly over the last 10 or 15 years from the American political structure, and in particular from the several presidents of America who have taken a hands-on approach to sorting out the long-standing difficulties we have had in Northern Ireland. And if I could mention President Bill Clinton, whose great work was continued by President George W. Bush, and as recently as 2 weeks ago, President Obama had to pick up the phone and ring some of those guys in Belfast and knock their heads together and get them back talking together, which they did. And a lot of American dollars have been pumped in to make the peace all the sweeter in the North, and thankfully, and I'm going to be in Emmitsburg, which is named in honour of the great Robert Emmet, one of our patriots, and I know that he would be very proud that America had played such a big part in peace in our land. And finally, Cathaoirleach, our chairman, could I say, the economy in Ireland, like your own, is going through tough times. We had 10 great years of the Celtic Tiger. We rely greatly on American investment and always look forward to it and hope it will continue. We hope that the economy in America picks up, because when you sneeze, we catch the cold. And I think you're getting there, and hopefully we're getting there as well. And on this wonderful Irish day, Lála Fádraig in Irish is the day for St. Patrick, I want to wish you all a great St. Patrick's Day and have the luck of the Irish and continue your great work. God bless you all.